Haven't really planned on recording this, but just kind of feeling like it now. I watched some porn for, I think it was like 25 minutes or something. Just one video. Maybe I'll share the link. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that actually, but maybe I'll just say what it is in the comments or something. Yeah, just having a bit of time to myself. Watched a bit of porn too. Get in the mood. It definitely worked, but now the mood has turned into one to share this with you. Almost totally naked. The only thing I've on is a bra. But even then, that's not properly on because I have my tits popped out. Because even though it's a extremely sheer material, I just like the feeling of, well, the air on my bare skin for one, but also my fingers just touching bare skin for the other. So, as you can probably hear, I've got one hand working away on my pussy, and the other is working between my teasing my nipples mostly, but cupping and squeezing as well, but yeah, mostly flicking my fingers over and back on my nipples. They're just so hard. And I feel so wet. Time to record lately. Truth be told, I haven't had much time to play lately, so both kind of impact each other. The less I play, the less there is to record, I guess. Now and again, I get some time and I get that mood. And when they come together like that, this is what happens. Obviously, I knew that I was planning on having a play, but like I say, the recording part wasn't really premeditated, just, yeah, spur of the moment kind of thing. Happened to be watching porn on my phone anyway, and, well, these days nobody's without their phone, right? It's a good thing this is a ramble, because I do ramble. And some people just want to hear the good bits. I like to build up as well. I don't know what somebody is thinking or feeling. It's kind of like the foreplay of an audio, you know. Ring finger and index, middle finger, sorry, not index really. Ring and middle fingers of my right hand, kind of pushing them in between the lips, down between them, past my entrance, not quite tipping in, but letting it know that they're there. Scooping up some of that wetness, and that wetness that's always there. Bringing it back up over my clit. Oh, that just feels so good. Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's hard. I can get them. Just let them kind of feel around. The palm of my hand just pressed against my pussy, and two fingers just like working away. Oh, that feels so good. Oh god, that feels so good. Just the bottom of the palm of my hand pressed against my clit, but not even really moving, just that pressure. That constant pressure there. Anyway, I was saying that this wasn't premeditated, but I knew I was going to play with myself, so I may have prepared by taking out a couple of my toys. With the intention of using them if I felt the need. My fingers do the job just as well, but when I have my enjoy so close to hand, it would be a shame not to use it. I have the smaller end held in my left hand, the from my pussy from the top to the bottom, over my clit, all the way down towards my ass, and it's cold. Nicely wet, and every time I slide it near my entrance, it just wants to clean. Oh, I feel the cold ball inside me, but it's so nice. Oh, if anything, it makes me more aware of what I'm feeling, where it is. Oh, wow, it's touchy. Oh, I'm deep. Pushes it forward inside me. Oh, like it's hooking inside my pussy. Oh. It's impossible for me to put it in and now feel my pussy squeeze around it like it is now. Can make it kind of hard to get the biggest part out that far, you know, that I can push it back in. So I have to, in my mind, tell myself to relax and let things stay open enough. Squeeze on it and then I can twist it in and out as far as I might like. Oh God. Holding on to the bare end of the smaller end now. I'm using my wrist motions to push it in and out. Oh fuck. Oh God. Such a simple. Oh God. Oh, it's really good. Oh. Oof. Gave me an idea about using my vibrator on the end that's in my hand to see if I can feel that inside. So I have my vibrator here and I'll give it a try. But maybe a little bit. The angel is one of those toys that's kind of self-sufficient. If you have that, you don't really need anything else. It's not to say that something else isn't welcome. Plus, not using a vibrator on it means I get to start fucking myself with it again. Oh, fuck. Oh. It's not cold anymore. Stand up, I think. Not stand up. This position is one. The last time I tried it. Destroyed it. you learn from previous experience? Just throw something on the floor. Because as much fun as it is making a mess, cleaning it up is not that much fun after. Just like hovering on the edge of my bed. Just the bare amount that I need to be able to support myself. And I don't know if it's gravity or what, but something about that sound. All over my floor. See what I see now.